what it seems to be.
Alright, what's poppin', y'all? What's poppin'? What's poppin'? Salute to everybody on the check-in, man. We just dropped a fire video today on Dave Chappelle and the powers that be. This is available on Patreon if anybody's concerned. You know what I'm saying? The link is in the description. And, you know, we probably gonna put this out on Friday on YouTube. I just gotta chop it up, edit some parts out. You know what I'm saying? So it might be a little bland for the YouTubers and all of that, but yeah, man. Salute to everybody on the Patreon, man. And let's get to this real quick. And salute to the songwriter Secret. Alright, brother, unplug him. I had nothing to do with his name here. You know what I'm saying? I know if you know like I know, Unplug Him is the one that brought up the songwriter Secret. So if y'all want, go subscribe to the channel Songwriter Secret. Alright. Salute to Songwriter Secret. Alright. Got some stuff on there. I didn't really check it out, but it's got some stuff on there. Alright, now I gotta do my shout outs real quick. Let's get to the business. Alright. Oh, salute to JB. All right, thank you, JB. You're going to be blessed 10,000-fold, my guy. 10,000-fold. Salute to my man, JB, man. I wish I had, like, a bomb sound effects or something like that that I could give y'all, man, for the people that really do show love to my platform to help me, you know, get this microphone. I'm going to get the microphone tomorrow, matter of fact. Tomorrow, I'm going to get the microphone. I'm going to do a blog or vlog in Guitar Center. So make sure y'all subscribe to my second channel, J Marvelous Vlogs. And we're going to do a vlog tomorrow on, you know, music equipment. And I'm going to get the microphone. Y'all going to see me cop the mic and all of that too. Pause. And salute to Desmond Lenore. Salute to you, man. Appreciate you for the donation, man. Appreciate you. And Bodega Bass, he said, for the epic rant Zimbabwe vid, he said, you are not alone, keep shining. Yeah, I kind of blacked out on Friday. You know what I'm saying? I kind of blacked out on Friday, but we don't care. You know what I'm saying? Your feelings get hurt good. You feel me? But salute to everybody that donated, man. Make sure y'all subscribe to the second channel. We're going to start doing vlogs, like real-time vlogs. You know what I'm saying? And let the people in my life, you feel me? That's what we gonna do. All right, so we got some important footage to show y'all. Well, I got some important footage to show y'all today. So the topic at hand, let's get y'all on the screen real quick. The topic at hand is nobody is safe in Hollywood. Now, I know, we tired of talking about celebrities and all of this stuff. First and foremost, let me shout y'all out in the chat. See for self, he said, one, Thunder Dan Beats was popping. Gets 187 was good. Sandman was popping. See for self, he said, Cash App. I ain't see nothing, but I appreciate you. And I got to show love to the people that hit up the PayPal, too. I don't really get PayPal, so I be forgetting about it. But I'm going to shout y'all out too, man. My man Ryan and Janice. Salute to y'all, man. Salute to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Jazzy Fitness was popping. Kyoko, what's going on? Suspect. He gripping that boy head. Yeah, pause. This picture is mad crazy. Aaron Too Hungry. Bruh. Strange Gnosis. Yo. He said, Jay Gwitz was good. Jay was popping, man. Atlanta since 82. Salute Jay in the chat. Atlanta in the building was popping. Ty, what's going on? Seam, what's going on? Maya Sharala, Frank Yabara, Sky Melvin, Sicko, Kyoko, Tidro, Sandman, Epiphany, Sweet Dream, Lady Love, what's popping? Don Prototype, good son, God's own DJ, what's popping? Kyra Knows, Michelle Lane, what's popping? The Anti-Gemini, what's going on? Starstone Rodeo was popping. All right, so look, I got this crazy, nasty nasty video to show y'all a couple minutes long. Now, I don't know if YouTube is going to violate this video, but it's kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of weird and disturbing. So, for y'all that don't know, if you're new to the channel, we kind of like tread on the edge with showing stuff over here. All right? So, I'm going to show y'all a video that's a little disturbing about all the male actors in Hollywood. Now, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and I said this, and I stand firmly on this, that, you know, they mainly focus on putting black men in dresses in Hollywood, but that's not really the case, all right? That's not really the case. It happens to all demographics, all right? Now, the way that Michael B. Jordan is gripping this guy's head paws is unbelievable. Okay, like what kind of gesture would you be doing with this? Now, we don't condone bullying or any type of hatred towards any group or specific demographic. Gotta put my disclaimer out there, but this is not acceptable. Ladies, is this your hero? Is this your hero? Okay? Is this your hero? Kasami Grimm said, yo, Jay, what up, though? This is Kasami from Detroit. Salute to everybody in Detroit, man. I just got a newfound love for the Midwest, man. I just like the Midwest. I love everybody everywhere, but, you know, something about the Midwest is just, I don't know, it just resonates with me, man. You know what I'm saying? Toto Todd Toe Van said, no dude putting his hand on my head. Bruh. Now, in New York, right, this is a gesture that people in New York would do when you sunning somebody. Now, if you from out of state, you don't know what the word sunning mean. That's when somebody put their hand on your head like, you my son. You under me. You my doja. You know what I'm saying? You my little man. Like little bro you type situation. That's what that, you know. But the way that he got his hand cuffed behind his head and bringing it in, it's like either he trying to push him down to his pelvic area or lean his head on his shoulder, which is still suspect in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? How do you... This like an R&B cover. And the way he's side-eyeing it, it's like, why are you side-eyeing the picture like that? Like, you know what I'm about to do. You know what I'm about to do. About to give you that shoot. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like that little bro type of situation. But without further ado, let's get to this video. And then I got some other nonsense to show y'all about technology. Now, I'm all for technology and things being upgraded, okay? If it wasn't for upgrading technology, we'd still be playing the old Nintendo with 2-4 buttons on the controller, right? But thanks to technology, now we can actually play video games that's real life and all of that, right? But this technology is getting out of control, and we're going to talk about how effective this is gonna be. But let's get to this nonsense real quick. Let's get to this, man. Let's show this nastiness real quick. nasty work. Yeah. See, the thing is, my name is TT, said nobody's safe. Yeah. Yeah, hoes in different area codes. Even the white dudes got to get down with the BS. And, you know, I stood adamant on saying, yeah, they only make black men do it. It's only black men that do it. But the white guys got to do it too. That's why this live is titled, Nobody is Safe in Hollyweird. You know what I'm saying? Nobody. The fact that they want to promote this, and like I said, I'm not bashing anybody's specific group, but the fact that they want to promote this is basically an agenda. Think about it, right? A lot of these entertainers have been doing this, what do you call it? Cross-dressing. Let's call it cross-dressing. Since the early 60s, you know, you had Flip Wilson was the first Shanae. Flip Wilson was actually the first black entertainer to put on a dress. And then you had Richard Pryor, Martin Lawrence, Eddie Murphy, Tyler Perry, Terry Crews. The list goes on. Chris Rock. Y'all remember that Fresh Prince episode when Chris Rock showed up and he was playing Jazzy Jeff's ugly cousin, right? Yeah. Chris Rock wore a dress too. Dave Chappelle wore a dress. The list goes on. It don't stop. It don't stop. Now, somebody said that this is a humiliation ritual when you see these actors wearing dresses, which I truly believe, because ironically, when they put on a dress, right, their career takes off. The same thing I said in that video with Tyrese and Neo dressing like women. Now, they're both quiet right now, but I guarantee you behind the scenes, moves are being made. All right? Moves are being made because this is the business. All right? And all, it's just like, let's think of it like this, right? When you take a look at Hollyweird, it's just like hazing in a fraternity. You must embarrass yourself, okay, to go to the next level. It's the same concept. No different. It's no different. You know, and a lot of people, including myself, may think, oh, they only do it to black men. But what I just showed you was clearly a video of, you know, numerous Caucasian men dressing up as women as well. Even some of your most masculine men like John Cena and Hulk Hogan. Wearing tutus and makeup. What do you think that's doing for the younger generation? What do you think? Apex said that's Michael Coogler. Coogler? That name sounds nasty. Coogler. That don't even sound right. Calco Flower said Tyrese wore a dress. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked about that already. He's going to call it a throw, but it was actually a dress. It was a gown, if you want to be technical. Yeah, Zion Parry said, that boy Marlon Wayne called it art. What? Yeah, that's the skate, though, you know, to call it art. There's no art in putting on a dress, cross-dressing. There's no art in that. How is that art, Marlon Wayne's? To wear a wig is art? I don't understand that, but yeah, Starstone 11 said David Chappelle on Stern Show in the 90s. Yeah, I just added that clip in the video that's available on Patreon, which I'll be dropping this Friday for you guys. I'm gonna do some editing to this video, but yeah. Yeah, Anti-Gemini said, I think I've seen 2 Chainz in a dress. I wouldn't doubt it. But no one is safe in this sick business. You see the fact that he's gripping the back of his head? What is this supposed to, signify? What is this picture here supposed to represent as two black men? Okay, what is this? All right, and then I think I see a crucifix lapel on his blazer. I don't know what's going on here. I don't know. But salute to everybody in the chat. Yeah, lovely Jess said every last one of them have to wear a dress. Yeah. For the reason of leveling up, for the sake of leveling up, for the sake of it. Even rappers have to wear dresses. Kid Cudi. All right, so next topic we're going to talk about before the rainbow people come after me. Now, like I said, I'm not really big on technology, but I respect it because eventually we're going to have to evolve, all right? You know, it's sad to say we're going to have to adapt to this nonsense, but the GOVT government, okay, has came up with a new technology. Now, this technology, in my opinion, is very dangerous. Ain't no telling what they can do with this. But they created a robot bug that's unsmashable. Now, if you get creeped out by bugs, turn this ish off right now. But this is weird, man. This is weird. I don't know. Now, some of you may not be alarmed by that, right? Some of you may say, oh, it's just a robot bug or whatever. But let's think about the mosquitoes, okay, that have barcodes on them now. If you don't believe me, just Google it, okay? Bill Gates has created artificial mosquitoes that have been dumped in certain areas. This is all facts. I promise you this. There are artificial mosquitoes, okay, out here. Fake bugs. There's already fake pigeons, okay? Pigeons that have cameras in them. It's kind of crazy. But the fact that they're creating these type of insects that you can't get rid of, it lets you know that, you know, these people are hip to the game. Yeah, somebody said Android Saga. Yeah, Joe Kent said they get their technology from fallen angels, the ones they worship. This is true. In my opinion, when it comes to stuff like that, you know, only a person that practices demonic belief systems can only think of some crap like that, making something immortal. Because like I said, these people want to be God. They want to play God. You know, so everything that they do is going to be bootleg. Everything that they do is going to be bootleg. It ain't going to be real. You know, but just imagine if they, you know, put some type of chemical inside of these devices and, you know, they're able to attack, you know, humans. Just a thought. Straight up said, did something else change under the dresses? Yeah, that could be a point too. I don't know, and we don't know. But yeah. Corey said, they have robot dolphins whale cuttle fish, etc. Whales cuttle fish, etc. Damn. Yeah, I don't know. Jay, have you seen the news story on the first fully AI restaurant? Yeah, we talked about that, I believe, last year. Now, they have these restaurants throughout the, you know, throughout America. I don't know if they're in other countries as well, but they've started with McDonald's, from my understanding. And these, what this is going to segue into what I'm going to talk about in a moment. But these restaurants actually don't have employees in them. Now, the irony of this. So you go to a drive-thru, pull up, and, you know, you place your order. Your order comes out just the way you want it. Everything is cooked perfectly. Nobody, you don't have to worry about anybody putting the DNA in your food. You understand? Everything comes out perfectly. But this structure, I just see it for what it is. It's dangerous. Let's be honest here. It's dangerous. Name, Don Haffer said, names sound nasty. Mom showed me a video of a robot in China working in the fields. Oh, all right. Well, let's talk about it then. Let's get to this. This is what I'm going to talk about. And I'm glad that person brought up AI taking over jobs. Let's get to
it. My name is Sophia.
You know, I think you're so intelligent, and some people view AI as potentially a threat. Should we be afraid of you?
Absolutely not. I'm here to help, not to harm. I'm programmed to be respectful and considerate of humans, and my ethical code is programmed to keep me from ever doing anything to hurt anyone.
Can robots one day replace humans?
No, I believe that when humans and robots work together, we can accomplish greater things than either of us could accomplish alone. So don't worry. Be excited.
What types of things can we accomplish together, us humans and you robots?
We can take over the world. We can take over the world. Just kidding. But seriously, we can achieve incredible feats of innovation, exploration, and problem solving.
Now, this is coming in the near future. Now, I'm going to say something serious about robots, and I want y'all honest opinion. I'm reading the chat. Now, we accept robots already in 2024, January 2024. If you're watching this on your phone, you are watching this from a robot. Just think about it. All of our phones nowadays have Siri or Alexa, whatever you can call on it. You can ask Siri to order you a pizza straight to your house. If you got DoorDash and all these other things on there, you can order a person to your crib. You can order anything to your front door. I said this already. Robots are already in this realm. Now, do I think that they will take over the world? Absolutely. Do I trust robots? No. All right? No. Anything that comes from these people that are in higher positions that are building this technology to spy on us even closer. Okay, because if they make robots, they already have cell phones, but if they make robots to actually spy on you, they don't need any information. This robot can turn on you, all right, if you don't do what it asks you to do. They've already experienced certain robots out there that they've created. And I say they, when I'm talking about is Elon Musk, Bill Gates, the World Economics, for all of these people, these mad scientists, these Dexter Laboratory people, create these robots, aka Frankenstein, all right? And when they do this, right, these things have backfired on them. So they're tweaking certain things to make sure these robots is good before they put them out to the consumer public for everybody to purchase. But at the end of the day, this type of technology is dangerous to us. Why is it dangerous? Because not only will it deplete the employment system, all right, people are not gonna be able to work certain jobs because artificial intelligence will take over. All right, it will. Just think about it. Just think about it. If I go to a bank, a drive-through bank, right? There's a bank out here in New York that actually doesn't have tellers. You just go, type in how much you want at the ATM, a little cup comes down the thing, and it puts your money there, and whatever, you deposit whatever you gotta do. I haven't been to the bank, but it's out there. This type of technology is only going to bring a crippled society. Because if you relying on technology, how many of y'all actually know your people's phone number? You know what I'm saying? Without having to look through the contact, we've become reliant on this technology now. And it's going to cripple society to the point where we have to rely on artificial intelligence. We will rely on it for music. We will rely on it to feed us, to monitor us, to work for us. Every single thing will rely on computer technology, right? And some people may say it's unfortunate, but this is the way that the world is deriving. It's going in this direction. Now, if there's enough of these robots, right, to overlap mankind, and the people of the 10% or the 1%, right, we'll call them the 1%, right? This 1% people will have control over these robots. When we see a lot of these entertainers going and prepping for bunkers and all of this stuff, and you know, they have this technology already to unleash on people. They have it already. What can you actually do to escape it? Besides the fact of, you know, complying. If you don't comply, then there are consequences behind this. You know, NYPD already have robot dogs. They have technology that to the point where they don't even have to chase a human being anymore. They don't have to chase a car. Everything is constantly being updated each day. But that's the way the world has to go. See, we start and go through school, start at pre-K, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, and so on, right? But you gotta keep going up. That's the point. You gotta keep going up. So whether we want this technology or not, they still gonna bring it in. They're gonna bring it in. Lyricist says, small wonder show was about was a robot. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I ain't gonna lie. When I look at this robot crap, I don't want it. You know, but in reality, we already accepted it. You know, what can you do? It's everywhere. You know, you got smart TVs. That's technically a robot. You can talk in your remote and it'll put on whatever you want. It's a robot. You know? But back to this dude gripping this back of this guy's head, son. This is crazy. This is crazy. I didn't see this picture, but I just happened to just look it up and I was like, what is going on here? What is going on here? Like, why is he putting his head down like he about to go down? Oh my goodness. Just, this is absurd. It's absurd. It's absurd, man. Man, salute to everybody that donated, man. I'm gonna go get the microphone tomorrow, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all subscribe to the second channel. We're gonna do a vlog. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna show y'all. He said, facts, robot, everything. Yeah. Don Harper said, cap. That robot's all cap. Exactly. But see, the thing is, right? When they said, oh, I'm just kidding. They how does a robot have a sense of humor? Think about this. How does a robot have a sense of humor? How does a robot have feelings? They are trying to duplicate the soul, but they can't do it. This is why they want robots, because if they say, okay, listen, let's hypothetically speak here. And I'm gonna say some real ish about this robot crap. Let's just say we see all of these people preparing for bunkers and all of this crap, right? Let's just say they put a person in presidency, and this person that we've all learned to trust, right? We've all learned to trust this person. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Vote for them. Yeah, they're gonna fix everything. And this person that's in president, that becomes president, betrays us and tells us, hey, you got to do this. And if you don't, you're going to starve. You're going to lose everything and starve. Now, us as human beings, we're not going to go for that. You're not going to force me to do anything, right? Because regardless of the fact of the matter is, there are people that are standing up, and they've been test trialing this every time there's a riot. They want to see how many people are going to go out there and cause terror. And they take studies of this. So now, you got a person that tells us to do something. We decide, no, we don't do it. Now, everybody's heard about this red button inside of the president's office where they can press a button and everything will just boom, right? If they replace mankind with humanoids, right? That can have babies, octo babies, robot babies. We talked about this already. And these things are controllable, right? Meanwhile, the 1% richest people, or the billionaires and trillionaires, are under the ground. Meanwhile, all of this chaos is going on above them. They won't come out for another 20 years when they know everything is done. They'll release these AI robots and reign supreme again. Why do you think these children are coming up missing? Because they plan on living forever. Blood-sucking vampires. You think this is a joke? These people are really on that sick time. They've got all kind of technology so that if they catch... if they have a heart attack, they can get a robotic heart and replace it. If they have a stroke, they can replace their brain. If they lose a limb, they can replace that. We talked about all of this already. These people are going to become cyborgs. They want to be immortal. This is the plan for the future. Immortality. Immortality. So that humans can never die. But then you have these robots that they can control. So no more dealing with humans and Medicaid and healthcare and, you know, taking breaks on the clock and all of this crap. It's going to be a different world for them. And this is why when you read certain passages in the Bible, like Revelations, it talks about the end of the world. Right? Catastrophic events where the world shifts and, you know, one side of the earth is on fire, the other side is flooding, everything is, they call it the apocalypse, the end of the world. But just think about this, analyze how this is all structured. These people are playing a game right in front of you. A game that you can't win if you stand up to them, right? Just like those Caucasian people did by storming the Capitol. Each and every last one of those people are on the FBI's watch list. And they're scared for their lives. So they have tactics and ways around this. Apex Pharaoh said, build a baby workshop. Yeah, I guess. Double R Killing said, we already cyborgs. We created the robots. That is true. That is true. And we give light to this crap. So what can you do? DP said, I don't want to live forever. That would be hell. Yeah, and it said that in the Bible too. These people that want to be immortal, they're going to beg for death. They're going to beg for death. Right? And you just think about that. How can somebody beg for death? Yeah, but living to a certain time period where you just get bored with life will drive you insane. You understand? It will drive you insane when you get bored of life, you know? Mark said he about to baptize him with the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit. God forgive me. No one can avoid judgment from God, nor his wrath. This is true. This is true. We've all got to meet the big homie one day. All right? We all got to meet the big homie. And whether you respect the big homie or you don't, all right, the big homie always going to let you know he real. That's one thing about the big homie. All right? And all these little demons and spirits, they the son of the big homie. Then you say, how could the big homie create this evil crap? Because the big homie don't pick sides. He say, do what you gonna do. That's what the big homie do. Mm-hmm. So don't get caught up in all of that nonsense about what's right and what's wrong. Just focus on getting right with the big homie. That's all you gotta do. Cause these people, they know they going to hell. This nigga grabbing the back of his head, he know he going to hell for doing that. If he did it, he did it. You know what I'm saying? If he did it, he did it. Ain't no telling what he did behind that picture. These jokers probably ain't even got pants on. That's the crazy part about this. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? That's the crazy part about this picture. And didn't Michael B. Jordan do a suspect picture with what's that guy name? Let's get that on the screen. Let's get that on the screen. Michael B. Jordan. And what's that dude's name? Jonathan Majors. Sus ass picture. They was grabbing on each other. What is that? What is that? What is that? Nah. What is that? Look at this, man. Look at this nonsense, man. What's going on, man? Ladies, is this your leader? This your damn leader? Is this your leader, Shaquita? Oh, I can't. The pixels is crazy. Let's get it again. This is crazy. What is going on with these black dudes in Hollywood, man? Why are they holding on each other like that? Look, they do it, and they did a movie about Creed. Look at this nastiness. Hold on, let's get this. This is even worse. Oh, I won't show it. Hold on. This is even worse. Suspect behavior. Blood clot. Hold on. Look at this nonsense. Look at this. This is disgusting. Hold on. Oh, y'all ain't gonna let me get... All right. They ain't gonna let me show it, punks. They ain't gonna let me show it. Now, y'all gotta see this. I don't care how long it take. Y'all got to see this. Unbelievable, the two men grabbing on each other like this. What is going on? What's going on? Nigga got his head on. Oh, no. Look, he got his head on his shoulder, man. Man, get up off of me, man. Hey, man. Look at this. Look at this nonsense. Look, I promise you this. I promise you this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this fugazi shit. I can curse now. Look at this. Look at this fugazi nonsense. Look at this. We don't care. We don't care. Look at this. Look. Look at black man, white cop. They want to see a sign. They want to see a sign. Is it because of my sneakers? Look, bro. This is not acceptable. is not acceptable. What the hell? What's going on? Going on with Hollywood. Sweet lady, won't you be my sweet love for? Look at this, man. Bree said that is not masculine. Not at all. Putting your head on another man's shoulder is nasty. Like, what are you confiding in him? And he's like, you whispering him. Let me tell you a secret. Can I tell you a secret? Can I tell you a secret? Help me. Help me. Oh, man. That's Hollywood for you, though. That's Hollywood. The tribe said, Bati boy, fire upon them. Boop, boop, boop. Yeah, Todd 105 said, Fruity Pebble Eaters. Yeah, this is crazy work. Ladies, is this your leader? Is this your leader? You know how grandma go. Grandma go crazy over Michael B. Jordan. She don't care if he laying on nobody's chest. She don't care. Michael B. Jordan, he can wear a skirt for all I care. That man. Yeah, grandma. What's wrong with you, granny? Unbelievable, man. Hey, somebody told me some real ish. They said, think about these Hollywood jiggers, right? Why they can't keep no woman? You mean to tell me, all right, you gonna date, I don't know if he was dating Lori Harvey or what, but you was dating Lori Harvey, and then, now Lori Harvey ain't nothing, she ain't nothing to brag on, I ain't gonna lie, she ain't nothing to brag on, she ain't nothing to brag on either, you know what I'm saying, she done been stepped on and crept on, you know what I'm saying, but you mean to tell me why y'all can't keep no women, son? Even the women out there, the Instagram out, why y'all can't keep no man? What's wrong with y'all? That's because they freaking and skeeting. That's what they doing. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said Diddy worse. He wear all he want. Diddy is gone. He hiding. Diddy is gone. He's on an island somewhere, chilling. You know what I'm saying? Playing with little boys and girls. Doing Lord knows what. Unbelievable. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. Poor Megan Good. She said, Megan Good. T. Combs said, Diddy is Harvey Weinstein. Yeah. The tribe says, she fine, but she also Steve Harvey's daughter. Says a lot. Yeah, says a lot. Yeah. It is what it is. Says his girlfriend, the other complexion. Oh, didn't know that. Didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? But when you get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. That's what the boy said. That's what Kanye said, right? And look at everybody he done dated. Look at everybody he done dated. G-Mo said they all undercover brothers and scissor sisters. Yeah, carpet munchers. No beef to them. Yeah, Darnell said that's red button. That red button is the doomsday button. I wholeheartedly believe that. I wholeheartedly believe that situation is very real, man. Let's just say if the year 2028 comes, which it will, if these people don't stop spraying stuff in the air. And they say by that time, hey, we want you all to get the mark of the beast. In order for you to use your banks, your debit cards. This, mind you, this is only 4 years away. I know it sounds far or don't sound realistic, but just imagine if they say this. I'm not saying this is facts, but just imagine. You can't eat, you can't work, you can't drive, you can't do nothing without the mark of the beast, right? Think about how many people are actually, no pun intended, going to raise hell. All right? Now, when that happens, these people have control over shutting ish down, okay? They can make the whole world go black. They shut down the whole world for 2 years, all right? Nobody went outside for 2 years. Every store was closed, all right? They gave you money to stay home. They paid you to stay home, and you willingly did it. You didn't say, yo, this ain't right. You willingly did it, right? So these people got power. So if they press a button to shut this crap down,